In doing so, we have a very important concept. Which is also the theme of these last six chapters, the concept of moksha, mukti, liberation. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo moksha ishyami. This is, if you surrender yourself fully to the Divine, Sri Krishna says, I shall then deliver you from all the sins. Ma shuchaha, do not worry. What is this moksha? So, relationship between Amritam Dharma, the immortal Dharma, and this concept of moksha, this is described in full. And without this, one of the innermost questions of Arjuna would not have been answered. Because if you read the second chapter, the first chapter, where Arjuna describes his question, he says, if I do not follow Arjuna says, if I do not follow a path of action, which in his case was the path of withdrawal from the battle, if I do not withdraw from the battle, and if I become the agent of the war, then there is a danger of the ruin of the Kula Dharma, the entire Dharma of the Kula will be destroyed. And then he says that one who destroys or one who becomes the agent of the destruction of this Dharma, of Kula Dharma, he himself is destroyed and there is no hope for him of moksha. Of liberation. So this question also requires to be answered in the terms in which Arjuna had raised his question of moksha. Now this concept of moksha is also discussed in these last six chapters in detail. How to expound this? We ask again, how to expound this? Sri Krishna goes back to the seventh chapter. If you remember, seventh chapter is entitled Jnana Vijnana Yoga. It is the yoga where knowledge and vijnana, not only jnana but vijnana, knowledge in all the details, without remainder, having known which nothing more remains to be known. In fact, this entire knowledge without any remainder is the subject of all the six chapters from 7 to 12. But the starting point and the major point is given in the seventh chapter itself, where Sri Krishna says the Supreme Lord has two natures, the higher nature and the lower nature, the apara prakriti and para prakriti. Now it is with this concept that Sri Krishna starts his exposition in the 13th chapter. And we have to keep in mind constantly this basic proposition. The Supreme Lord has two natures, the higher nature and the lower nature. Now, in expounding therefore this proposition of the Supreme Lord having higher nature and the lower nature, the starting point is a distinction between Kshetra and Kshetrajna, the field and the knower of the field. The Purushottama is the knower of the field. And all the rest, the Supreme Lord, who presides over the higher nature and the lower nature, for him, this Prakriti is the field, is a Kshetra. As we had seen last time, Kshetra is described by Sri Krishna first in a very symbolic form and says, this body is a Kshetra. This body is a Kshetra. Then he moves forward and he says, all that is known and done by the body is Kshetra. And towards the end of the chapter, he describes, there is a very important word, Gyeyam, that which is to be known. Jnanam, Gyeyam, the knowledge of that which is to be known. And if you understand this argument, the Kshetra is not only this body, but the entire world as we see it, and the entire world as we see it through the body is Apara Prakriti. But when we rise higher, then we see also the Para Prakriti. So, that who knows and that which is known and that which is to be known, all the three together is a totality of existence. The Supreme Lord, the lower nature and the higher nature, all put together is a totality. This is the basic point in the 13th chapter.